Six truths from God for each of us. If you look in Revelation 6, you'll find 29 words, and I'm going to list them for you on the screen. Here are the first three. It says in verse 1, "Now I saw." Do you know what that means? It means that the events of Revelation are presented as something that John saw. He is witnessing. Not he's seeing what's going to happen. Now, you guys, it's really late. I've been talking to you for 3 hours, okay? You think it's bad sitting there? I've been talking for 3 hours, you know? It's bad at both sides. But did you know that John wasn't seeing what was going to happen? He was seeing it as it happened. You say, wait a minute, how does that work? Let me do a little physics. All of you remember physics in high school? Basically, there are dimensionality. I mean, everyone agrees that there has to be dimensions. We know of at least three or four, you know, length, breadth, height, and time. You know, we say that there's time is a dimension, but it's above this physical world, but it overlays it. Well, God, it says in Isaiah, sits above everything, and the Bible says he sees the end from the what? Beginning. At the same time. Do you understand time is only a dimension, and it's actually kind of like flat to God? And at the same time, God can see the beginning and the end, and everything is happening at the same time to him, because he's not here in time. Like, he's not captured and captured by time, limited by it. It says he sits above it, seeing the end from the beginning. So to God, it's all happening at once. Now that will blow your mind. In physics, what you do is you draw a circle over the top, and what you say is that there's a point where everything converges in physics, and that's what they're talking about with God, that he could see it all at once. So what does that mean? It means that John was brought up to the throne of God, where God is looking at the beginning to the end, and it's all happening at once. And John is seeing not what will happen, but literally from God's perspective, he was seeing it as it happened. That's why "Now I saw" isn't a preview, it's an actual view. Revelation isn't what might happen, it's John seeing what is happening, and to us who are trapped by time, will happen in the future. Here are the next four words: "When the Lamb opened." It reminds us Jesus is the central character of Revelation. You want to understand Revelation? Don't worry about the beast and the toes and the false prophet and who it is and whether 666 is your social security number, and there are all kinds of Christians that don't want social security numbers and all this stuff, you know. I can assure you, you will not get marked by the beast without knowing clearly what's happening. It's not your social security number, and it's not the new chips so that you don't have to carry around your credit card. They might use that technology, but it's not going to be that or the social security number. It's going to be a pledge of allegiance to the Antichrist, which will not happen without conscientious our conscious adherence. But Jesus is a central character. It's not the bad guys. It's Jesus. There is more truth, more Christology, more understanding of the person of Christ, his character, and all the elements of redemption in the book of Revelation. It's the most Christ-centered book of the Bible. Third truth, one of the seals. Those three words reveal that God bases all the tribulation judgment on the reality that he owns the universe. And by the way, if he owns the universe, he owns me. I'm bought at a price. I'm supposed to glorify God. The question for us is not whether you've got your chart down for prophecy. If you were bought at a price, if I was bought at a price, whether therefore I eat or drink or whatever I do, what am I supposed to do? Glorify God. That's what our everyday conscious thinking should be about. "And I heard" is a reminder that John the Apostle personally witnessed these events. John actually is trying to describe seeing events happening that haven't yet happened, but he saw them happen. And in his first century mind, he's trying to describe for us, because God told him to write it down. This is an amazing gift from God. Seeing what will happen as it happens, written down in the Bible. Here's a great one. I don't know if you ever thought of this. The next line in chapter 6 says, and one of the four living creatures said with a voice like thunder. Whoa, who said it? One of the what? Four living creatures. Do you remember in chapter 4? You haven't had that class yet, but who are the four living creatures? They're called the cherubim. One of them is a cherub. Plural is cherubim. There are four of them. They have four faces. Face of a man, face of an eagle, face of a lion, and face of an ox. And these four faces portray Christ. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Gospel of Matthew. He is the ox, the servant, the Gospel by Mark. He is the perfect man, the face of a man. And he is God, divine, like the face of an eagle in the Gospel of John. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four faces of Christ, just like the four faces of the cherubim. But what do? They constantly have a theocentric orbit. Theo, God, centric. They're surrounding in a circle, God in the center. And they're flying around the throne saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. So those creatures are totally attached to holiness. When it says these creatures with a voice like thunder, emphasizes God's judgment always issues from his holiness. He's the only one that can rightly judge. Come and see states to us that God wants us to know his plans. I meet people all the time that are just like Martin Luther. You know what Martin Luther said? He said, the book of Revelation is very hard to understand. I'm not going to teach on it. Oh, what a cop-out, Mr. 500-year-old Luther. He did a great job with what God called him to do, but he crippled the church by saying, you can't understand Revelation. Revelation is a gift to us to see the cover, to see how Christ unites the whole Bible.